This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In a last-minute deal, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get the very latest from the AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting an area of active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma report.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Sarusky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative. Defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. This is VOA News. The COP climate summit is underway in Dubai, with divisions being exposed on day one over the planned phase-out of fossil fuels. We get more from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions, the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods, and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is trying to fix the problem with cockpit recordings that get erased too quickly. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the details.
The cockpit voice recorder is one of the two so-called black boxes that capture data that is used to investigate crashes and close calls. In one case in January, an American Airlines plane crossed an active runway at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport without permission from air traffic controllers, forcing a Delta Airlines flight to abort a takeoff and brake to a stop. Investigators, however, were unable to hear what the American pilots were doing because they took off for London and the recorder taped over all the cockpit sounds after 2 hours. Regulators in Europe already require the 25-hour recording for new planes over a certain weight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Myanmar's military junta has blocked communication between detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and her family and her lawyers, according to her younger son. Suu Kyi's son, Kim Aris, told VOA via phone that Myanmar's junta has not allowed him to communicate with his mother at all, despite concerns about her health. Suu Kyi received a 27-year sentence on what are widely seen as baseless corruption charges. VOA has been trying to reach the junta's spokesperson since last Friday to follow up on Suu Kyi's case, but has yet to receive a response. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.